Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Fáiltear now an Taoiseach and the Minister for Social Protection, Dara Cailleary, today launched the expansion of the wage subsidy scheme, which will help more disabled people to get and retain work. The scheme encourages employers to hire people with disabilities by providing financial support and can help cover the cost of adapting a role for the employee. I'm delighted now to be joined by Minister Dara Cailleary. Fáiltear ada chuig an glór.
Good Cormac.
The expansion of this scheme, I've outlined it briefly there, but how is it to work?
So we've made a number of changes, Cormac. We reviewed the scheme in its entirety last year, and we've made a number of changes based on that review. We had over 1,000 submissions from people. We've expanded the scheme in terms of its eligibility. Previously, people who had acquired a disability were unable to take part in it. They can now. Are people on partial capacity benefit? Secondly, we've expanded the scope of the scheme. We've expanded it out to the voluntary and the not-for-profit sector, as well as the semi-state sector. Up until now, they couldn't avail of the subsidy. They now can. We had increased the subsidy, so we paid €6.30 per hour, up to €9.45 per hour. And I've also announced I'll be reviewing that in view of the increased costs of employment over the last number of years.
Reviewing it upwards, I assume.
Well, look, we're going to review it first, review the costs, engage with employers. But the most important thing, Cormac, is that employers would take the leap. And what we had at our launch today, and it was great to have the Taoiseach, Minister Foley, Minister Nocton there, the Taoiseach lending the full support of his office. But more importantly, we had participants in the scheme, and they literally won the room in terms of their impressions of the scheme as employers, but those employees who bring so much to the companies,
who bring
skills and talent.
I'd be interested in the feedback, Minister, on that, because we know that if you have a disability or acquire a disability, and then the level of unemployment traditionally has been a little bit higher. So what's been the feedback in terms of participation in the workforce?
So we have 2,000 people, just 2,064 that are employed through the wage subsidy scheme. About 1,050 or so employers are using the scheme. Cormac, that's not enough for me. I want to increase it. And we're working with employers. This is part of what we're doing today to encourage employers to engage with us. If they go to gov.ie/WSS, all of their questions will be answered. They will see testimonials from fellow employers about how this scheme enhances their place to work.
Yeah.
And I also want to work with them in terms of reducing barriers. And we have supports available to reduce barriers and to encourage people to work from home.
You know, and the best way to increase participation here from an employee and an employer perspective is to increase that subsidy rate from €6.30 to €9.45 upwards.
Well, look, we're going to look at that, but it's not the only thing. We have to increase confidence as well. And what one of the employers who spoke today spoke very frankly that they weren't sure when they started. They had lots of questions, they had lots of fears, but they've totally embraced the scheme. And, you know, we had small independent. This isn't for multinationals. This isn't necessarily for big companies. We had small independent owner-managed companies. Mm-hmm. I have one furniture store in the southeast with 45 people employed. You know, there are one and two person operations with people employed. So they are absolutely benefiting from the scheme.
And when you say confidence, Minister, do you mean
benefiting from the confidence and the skills of the people they're employing?
Sorry to jump in. But when you say confidence, do you mean from an employee or an employer point of view?
I think both. And what we are trying to do, and I will be making more changes on the employee side of things, if it doesn't work out, and that often an employment situation mightn't, I want to make it easier for them to come back on disability, come back and get their payments, and we will be doing that later in the year. But for an employer as well, they want to know that they're going to have a good relationship, like in any employment relationship.
Okay.
And we will give them the support and the confidence to do that. That's why we relaunched it today. That's why the Taoiseach was there, you know, at our first cabinet meeting back in January. He outlined the disability as a priority, and he's made it very clear to me as Minister for Social Protection, and he did so again today with the budget coming at us in October, that he wants a disability package in this budget from my department, and we will deliver.
Well, we'd love to hear from participants or people who have have a disability and are in the workforce or looking to get into, give us your opinion to 51551. Since I have you, Minister Dáire Chiúlaithe of Fianna Fáil, can I ask you about on a separate matter, another story making the headlines today, and that is the suspension of NTPF CHI funding, let's put it that way. Are they right on foot of the controversy over the last few days? Are they right to suspend the funding here? Because at the end of it, it's children who are awaiting treatment who will be affected.
So firstly, no surgery that's already planned is going to be impacted. And I think the suspension will be short in order for the NTPF to ensure that everything is okay with what is taxpayers' money. I know Minister Cara McNeill, and she spoke to your colleagues in Morning Ireland this morning, is absolutely on top of this and totally in command of this. And this is something that she supports. She is very clear that no surgery that's already planned is going to be impacted. It's an ongoing source of funding that's being analysed to make sure that it's being spent correctly. And I think there will be a lot of work underway in the coming hours and days between NTPF and CHI to make sure that any issues are resolved and resolved quickly.
Okay, and we'll discuss that more with David Cullinan of Sinn Féin after five. But for the moment, Minister Dáire Chiúlaithe, míle buchas leat.